Hi, audio boot. It's Adrian at Turbo Stream here. So I've been listening to a few boos this week, and I wanted to pick up on a boo boy, Dialogue Gambler, and he picked up on a boo boy, Amani Blog, when he was inspired by a visit to Ireland. Well, that's kind of inspired me. So I'm making a cup of tea. To remember a childhood holiday. I'm trying to think how old I would have been. Probably 6 or 7. I doubt I'd be any older. And we had a family camping trip to Southern Ireland. And I've got 3 distinct memories about this holiday. The first memory, no particular order of these memories, just as I come to remember them. But the first memory I can distinctly remember was sitting in a black 4-door Lamborghini car. Now, I don't even know who it was. I've inkling got a thinking it's in Dublin, but I can't be sure. But I just remember sitting in this car park and me and my brother sitting in his Lamborghini. So quite how he became just sitting in his Lamborghini, I don't recall. As I say, I was 6 or 7. And I guess we were waiting for something or whatnot, and mum and dad got talking, and the chap who owned it, or the lady who owned it, whoever it was, said, "Oh, do you want to have a look? You know, 2 young boys into cars." So that was one memory. The second memory, I can distinctly remember being in the back of Dad's car with the caravan on the back, driving up the ramp onto the ferry. Now again, I don't know which port it was at. I don't remember the ferry. I don't remember the port. I just remember going up the ramp, and it was a big wide concrete ramp, and I just remember the feeling that as we went up the ramp into the front of the boat, it was one of the ferries where the front nose, the bow of the boat, lifted up. So I guess it was quite an old style ferry, and I can just remember as you came up that you could see the front of this boat like a big door, and I guess that allowed the cars and the lorries to go in and out. So that was the second memory, and the third memory is probably the most clear memory, and we were at the beach. Now, I've been told since that it was a private beach, so again we must have got talking to a family, and it was in a place called Bantry Bay. So, Paul O'Mahony, do you know anywhere called Bantry Bay? Pretty sure it's the south-west, not along the coast from Cork. I'd have to look at my map to find out, I think. And I just remember we were messing about on the rocks, fairly low rocks, and there was jellyfish in the sea. I guess it was summer and they all came up on the tide. And I got pushed into the sea. And I always remember when I, as I say, got pushed into the sea. And I remember getting out as fast as possible. I always remember every time I've seen jellyfish since. And always think to yourself, oh, just remember that little bit of a rock and getting pushed in. So that was really my memories of Ireland. I've been to Ireland since. Been to Ireland a couple of times with my mum on the fast ferry from Holyhead to Dunleary. So we had a lunch in Dublin, and we went down on the Dart, then towards Wicklow. I think it was called Grays, I think we went to. Not a half a pint of Guinness. We went as far as the Dart goes. I think it was Grays. We walked along the beach. In them days, you could leave Holyhead at 8 o'clock in the morning, go on the Stena HSS, land in Dunleary about 10:30. Or would it be 9:30? No, it'd be 10:30. You could have 2 or 3 hours in Dublin and surrounding Dunleary. And it would sail back at 2:30. But I think now it only does one journey. And I'll be honest, it's worth going on that trip just for to go on the HSS. A fantastic piece of engineering. It really is fantastic. So, those are really my memories of going to Ireland. So thanks Paul O'Mahony for starting this little exchange off, and thanks to Dialogue Gambler for continuing it. Yeah, brought some back some good memories. Well, just tack it on the end of this audio boot. I've looked it up on the map, and it's Greystones where we went to. Went as far as Greystones, and I had half a Guinness. So once again, thanks for listening. I will speak to you in the next boot.